Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
You bet I did.
And did you like it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was a good puzzle.
That's good.
I did read. I was looking through my Twitter feed and somebody posted a tweet from the author.
That being Andy Kravis.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
He said he actually wrote this puzzle in 2016. So it's a six-year-old puzzle.
Wow. So. Now, is that how long it took to get accepted?
I guess. I don't know.
But. That's scary. Huh. Or maybe it was one of those things sort of like Isaac Newton. He stuffed it in the back of a drawer somewhere and just came and he found it and he said, I should just send this in.
Uh-huh. Perhaps.
Cool.
Perhaps. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it hasn't aged too badly.
No, no.
I mean, there weren't a lot of references that were going to go out of date.
Uh-huh.
I don't think.
No, no.
And it did have a cute theme to it.
It did. And it was very similar to the theme yesterday. So I'm wondering if this is going to be kind of the way it goes this week. You know, like we had our magic week. And so maybe this is our week of common phrases.
Are you saying there's a theme to the themes?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Okay, so, that's very meta.
So, this one had common phrases with the word the in the middle. Three-word phrases with the word the in the middle. And whereas yesterday the themes had the definition of the phrase, but then had sort of a little punny extra to make you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
These just really had the definition. So 18 across was pay for something expensive, and that was foot the bill. And then 26 across was confront unpleasant consequences, and that was face the music. 40 across was the longest one. Take responsibility for a misdeed, and that was shoulder the blame. And then 49 across, bet on every competitor but one, and that was back the field. And then finally, 62 across, conforms to expectations, which was toes the line.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the answers, and they all had the word the in the middle. I also noticed that the first word was also a body part. So you had foot, face, shoulder, back, and toe. So
wow.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it's sort of a theme within a theme, I guess.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know, 62 across, toe the line, I always thought that was spelled T-O-W, toes the line. But
yeah, that's true.
Not toes as in your toes, but towing, you know, I thought that kind of went back to like, you know, working on the railroad or in a shipyard or something where you had to tow the line.
Maybe these were racers and they had to stand on but not over the line, because otherwise they'd be disqualified.
We need to look at the origin of that phrase.
Sounds like it could be a Fun Fact Friday.
It could. So
all right, so yesterday we had and in the middle of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
Here we had the in the middle of the answers.
Right. Uh-huh.
Now we have to guess which word. I'm predicting it's going to be or. It's going to be one or the other.
Maybe.
For tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
That's my prediction. I should write it down here. Listeners, take note.
But if it comes true, then they'll think, oh, he's got an inside.
I wish. Yeah, yeah, I have.
Line to Will Shorts.
I'm pretty sure I have no. He wouldn't recognize me if I fell over him. So yeah, I thought it was a good crossword. I thought there were some interesting clues to it.
Mm-hmm.
It started off with a few that I didn't recognize. Sky of Say Anything. It was Ione Sky.
Ione Sky.
Ooh, you knew the name.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Ione Sky when they're at home?
She's an actress.
Oh, okay. All right. And did you know 21 across, 1/640th of a square mile?
Was an acre.
Did you know that?
I kind of found that hard to believe, but maybe. No.
See, there was a little miniature argument for switching to the metric system right there. Why 1/640th? Who came up with that number?
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody who knew what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
23 across, blank Khan, Yuan Dynasty founder.
Mm-hmm.
Or Kublai. Probably Yuan. And it was Kublai.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think that has variations on spelling because I think I've seen that spelled other ways than Kublai is spelled here, K-U-B-L-A-I.
Well, I knew it from Coleridge's poem, right? In Xanadu did Kublai Khan a stately pleasure dome decree.
Mm.
At least I think that's how it goes.
Uh-huh.
And that's all I remember of it. But uh-huh. It got me through the Kublai part, so that's what mattered.
Uh-huh.
30 across, one of three in to be or not to be. And the answer was I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like one of the most, you know, you think about all these clues that are New York Times crossword specific. Uh-huh. And that's about the New York Times crosswordiest clue that you could ask for.
Yeah, they sort of have a corner on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then 42 down, they had Shakespeare, e.g., which was Bard.
Uh huh.
So that was sort of like the yeah. Shakespearean corner right
That's
there.
That's right, yeah.
Even though it wasn't in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what else was interesting?
They also had 70 across, which we just saw, what, yesterday or day before, nuclear trials, A tests.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Although here they made it a little more... a lot more obvious.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right. The other one was what? Blast from the past or something
yeah,
like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that was on Sunday, right?
No, that was Saturday.
Was it Saturday?
That was the killer Saturday
yeah,
one.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. 37 down. Angrily stops playing a game in modern parlance. Rage quits.
Yeah. I'd never heard that.
That's a great phrase, though.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use that
mm-hmm.
from now on. So
I hope you never end up rage quitting.
No, I hope not either.
39 down, triumphant shout was yes.
Uh-huh.
I liked how this, you know, the clue just sort of like it's going to be like huzzah or or cowabunga or something. I don't know. And it just uh-huh. turns out to be yes.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was a really good, nice way of sort of gussying up a fairly mundane answer with a great clue.
Well, I remember in the movie Home Alone, whenever the little boy would, you know, do something that would trip up the burglars that were trying to burgle his home, he would always go, yes! So maybe that's what he was thinking of when
right.
he wrote that clue.
And
he'd always go, yes!
And I know it's right. I mean, I do know. I mean, sometimes I'll do that when something great has happened, uh-huh. but it just sounded a little incongruous. The triumphant sound. Yes. I guess it's all in the delivery.
Mm-hmm.
41 down. Upscale boarding kennel was a dog hotel.
I know. I'd like to see one of those.
Yeah, it sort of sounds, you know.
Is it as nice as a, I don't know.
I mean.
Super 8 or.
on one hand, it could be really an insult. This is like some dog hotel you got here. But apparently, it's a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
Close to that, 47 down, football stat, a bruh, was at ATT for, I guess, attempt.
Attempts, yes.
And I knew that. Because we just had that a day or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sort of primed. Let's see. I sort of stumbled just briefly on 50 down. Be like. It's apian.
Apian.
And I was like, is it avian? But then I thought, no, that's birds.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then apian is bees.
Uh-huh.
And then I was thinking there's ursine. Which is, or Ursian, I guess it would be. That would be bears.
Right.
And then there's bovine.
That'd be cows.
Mm-hmm. A lot of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I put avian there too.
Did you?
But then the cross was 58 across, Iberian wine city. So I had Oporto. I'm like, oh, I don't think so. Oporto sounds much better.
The Ovortorian. Tourist Bureau would be hard-pressed. Please do not avoid us.
I had the same problem with 45 across, which was protection. And triumphant shout had put yay.
Yeah.
Like Y-E-A. So for my protection, I had Agia. I'm like, Agia? That's not anything mm-hmm. I know. So then I went through the alphabet. Or no, I actually just thought of any other word that started with Y-E. When I got to S, it solved the puzzle. So,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, ages. I guess I don't really know the definition of that word. I've seen it before, but...
It means to be under the protection of someone.
Oh, ages. Okay.
I think it has to refer to some... I want to say it's like some Greek god's protective blanket or shield.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what the...
That could be another fun fact.
Yeah, so it's the protection, backing, or support of a particular person or organization. Mm-hmm. So negotiations were conducted under the aegis of the UN. In mm-hmm. classical art mythology, an attribute of Zeus and Athena, usually represented as a goatskin shield.
Oh, boy.
So that's aegis.
Very good.
Something funny that I did, I could have sworn I'd answer this correctly, but... Because I looked at several of the words running down, and I knew it. I knew I'd filled it in. Seven across, monomaniacal captain of fiction, and the answer was Ahab.
Right.
But and I'm sure I did that because you know I had like seven down. Edward, who wrote "Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf," Albie, mm-hmm. and blank with his own petard, which of course is Hoist.
Right.
But then I looked at it at some point, and the crossword hadn't solved. And it read Nemo. And I'm like, wait a minute. Did I like solve it as Ahab and then just blindly write in Nemo? I mean, I must have.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went letter by letter and got rid of, because it's like, you can't have Oil Keen, it's Bill Keen. And then sort of worked through and got it to be Nemo. And that was the last thing I did.
Huh.
Got it to be Ahab. Mm-hmm. It was Nemo. And I sort of removed the letters one by one until I got Ahab. And it's just like, oh, yeah, that was also a monomaniacal captain there. So
So
that was sort of weird.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know how that happened. I must have, like, fallen asleep, ignored the downs, and just thought...
Nemo.
Captain Nemo. Because to me, that's more of a... That's, you know, if I had to sort of, like, pick an instinctive answer, Captain... Well, first I'd say Kirk. And and then I'd at this point, I would probably say Pike. And then I'd say Nemo. And then I'd say Ahab.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, good crossword. Well done, Andy Kravis. It was worth waiting 6 years for it to come out.
Yep, I think so.
It has matured with age.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, it is Tuesday, and therefore time for Triplet Tuesday. The three most exciting minutes in podcasting, where one of us asks the other three clues, the answer to which is a three-letter answer, and the clues are listed in decreasing order of difficulty. The object is to guess in as few clues as possible. We do this three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Okay. Here we go. Kind of day, a bruh.
Kind of day? Like D-A-Y?
Mm-hmm.
A bruh. Kind of day. Happy day. BRT, birthday.
Nope. Time for a sir. S-E-R.
Time for a sir?
S-E-R.
Is that abbreviated?
Yes, it is, even though they didn't list it as such. Yes.
Time for a sir.
Time for a sir.
What does S-E-R stand for? Service, sermon, serve, time for a sermon, and kind of day. S-U-N?
Nope.
Sun?
Oh. Okay, last one. All right, pressure's on.
Yes, it is.
I notice beads of sweat are starting to appear.
They are not.
Sat or sun?
Sat.
S-A-T period or sun, S-U-N period.
So Saturday or Sunday. Well, they're weekends, again days. Um, WKD.
Nope.
What?
Sab for Sabbath. So,
Sabbath.
So this appeared.
Well, okay. So,
like kind of Saturday, day was Sabbath. Time for you'd have a sermon on the Sabbath. This appeared 24 times before Will Shortz and once after. So I think he killed it. I thought you'd get it with Sat or Sun, though. But
well, no.
Okay. All right. So. Here we go. Now you still got two more tries here. So, okay. Old Country.
Old Country?
Mm-hmm.
Old Country.
She's thinking about it.
Hmm?
I'm telling our listeners that you're thinking about it.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. It may thicken the plot.
It may thicken the plot. Sod.
Right. Mm-hmm. Nice job.
Thank you.
All right. And your third clue was lawn base. Okay. Here we go. Third one. So you're one for one, or you're one for two. Utter failure in slang.
Utter failure?
Mm-hmm. In slang.
In slang.
Mm-hmm.
Dud.
No. Wait, what was that word?
Dud.
Dud, no. Frank.
Hmm?
Frank.
Frank?
Frank.
Like dog.
Right.
Dog, hot dog.
Nicely done. Mm-hmm. Your third was Toto for one.
Oh, yeah, that would have cinched it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Well done.
Two for three.
Not that great. Well, that first one, I mean, again, that was sort of, I was sort of digging around the S clues. Boy, there are a lot of them that just vanished in, or had like one or two occurrences ever. There were just some very, very interesting bits and pieces there in some of those old three-letter answers. Anyway, that is it for today.
Okie doke.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. Really appreciate it. We really appreciate feedback. crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Please tell all your friends and relations about us. Do something to make this podcast go viral. We would be very appreciative. And we will be back again with our ad-free cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.